Harper Audio presents Empire Falls by Richard Russo, narrated by Ron McLarty. Prologue. Compared to the Whiting Mansion in town, the house Charles Beaumont Whiting built a decade after his return to Maine was modest. By every other standard of Empire Falls, where most single-family homes cost well under $75,000, his was palatial, with five bedrooms, five full baths, and a detached artist studio. C.B. Whiting had spent several formative years in Old Mexico, and the house he built, appearances be damned, was a mission-style hacienda. He even had the bricks specially textured and painted tan to resemble adobe. A damn fool house to build in central Maine, people said, though they didn't say it to him. Like all Whiting males, C.B. was a short man who disliked drawing attention to the fact, so the low-slung Spanish architecture suited him to a T. The furniture was of the sort used in model homes and trailers to give the impression of spaciousness. This optical illusion worked well enough except on those occasions when large people came to visit, and then the effect was that of a lavish dollhouse. The hacienda, as C.B. Whiting always referred to it, was built on a tract of land the family had owned for several generations. The first Whitings of Dexter County had been in the logging business, and they gradually acquired most of the land on both sides of the Knox River so they could keep an eye on what floated by on its way to the ocean, some 50 miles to the southeast. By the time C.B. Whiting was born, Maine had been wired for electricity, and the river, dammed below Empire Falls at Fair Haven, had lost much of its primal significance.